Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free.
Welcome everyone. I want to read something to you that Biden said recently. Old Joe said, it's the struggle. And the struggle is no longer about who gets to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote. Now, where did we hear that before? Oh, looks like Joe took this right out of Stalin's communist playbook. And could that be the reason why this election, 2020, was so incredibly tainted? Because the Democrats thought that they would be the ones in charge of counting the vote? I think that that is exactly where that is coming from. And we are so fortunate to have with us a dear friend, Frank DiVerona, who just wrote an incredible article that exposes what is going on with the Dominion machines and with the theft of the 2020 election. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education. We are brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Please go to the Alliance, sign up, learn what the Alliance is doing. You will be amazed at some of the legislation that we are involved in passing in the great and still free state of Florida. Thank you very much, Governor DeSantis. Welcome to the show, Frank. It is always a pleasure to speak with you. What do you think about baby killer Joe's struggle, which is really about who gets to count the vote?
Yes, well, thank you, Karen, for inviting me once again to your great program. Yes, Stanley said it right. She says, I don't care who votes in any election. I only care who counts the vote. And in the case of Stanley, he always counted the votes. And in the case of the 2020 election, some of the votes were counted in Barcelona, Spain. Incredibly. They weren't even counted in America. Absolutely incredible. And as you mentioned to your public, I wrote a lengthy article that you can see in the Alex Newman Sentinel website. And my article was called All Electronic Voting Machines Must Be Banned and All Votes Counted in America. And that's exactly what I told Senator Marco Rubio when I met with him on Friday. But yes.
Oh, please tell us about that meeting. What did he say? Did he agree?
Well, he just listened to me because we were honoring a 97-year-old journalist, a very respected Cuban journalist who denounced Castro from the very beginning, 1960, and he came to our banquet. So he spoke first, then he said he had to go to Colorado that same evening, and then I followed him, and he decided to listen to me, to what I was saying. So he listened attentively to what I said, and I basically said, that Dominion voting system that was purchased by China. It's a lot of evidence that was purchased by China, although Dominion denies that, and has even sued billions of dollars of Cindy Powell and Giuliani and all these people that have accused Dominion of stealing the election. Dominion has retaliated by suing them, billions of dollars suing these people. They also sued Fox News as well. And even Newsmax, they also sue them as well, because they also talk about what Mayor Giuliani said, and also the great Cindy Powell, who also denounced it as well many times. They were interviewing Fox News, especially with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday's Future, and Cindy, of course, Cindy Powell and Giuliani denounced Dominion Voting System. And I denounced Dominion Voting System way before them in a book that I wrote called America in Decline a long time ago, where I mentioned that Dominion Voting System was purchased by a Canadian by the name of John Paulus. He actually founded Dominion Voting System, and he's from Toronto, Canada. And then they bought Smartmatic, which are the electronic voting machines that are used in Venezuela to cheat in all the elections. And he put inside Dominion the Smartmatic software that is used in Venezuela by the dictator, first Hugo Chavez and now Maduro. They have elections, but they always steal it, you know, with that software. And that same software was Dominion was used in 30 states and Puerto Rico in 2020, and it was used in 17 counties in Florida. And that's what I told Rubio.
Well,
Dominion voting system was used right here in Florida. And he's running for re-election against, I think it's Chris, right? Running against Marco Rubio. So Val Demings is the one running against Marco Rubio.
Yes.
And she's Hispanic, that changed her name to Val Demings, and she is a Marxist, and she also did the impeachment of Donald Trump in the House of Representatives. So anyway, and he's always sending emails that the election is very close and so forth. So I told him, you know, those machines are used to cheat on the elections. Marco Rubio has never said that the 2020 election was stolen. I've said it many times, as well as other people. But he listened to everything I had to say because, you know, he could lose if they cheat on the election with those machines. All of them are unreliable. Now, in Florida, as I said, in 17 counties, they use Dominion voting system. In the rest of the county, they use ES&S. But no matter what voting machines you are using, all of them can be rigged, all of them. And we had a lot of experts in computers testifying to Congress many times saying that all those electronic machines are very vulnerable, especially if they're connected to the Internet. You remember that Trump had won around 3 a.m. in the morning on the day of the election, 2:20. He won. Everybody was congratulating him from other nations. And all of a sudden, five battleground states stopped counting the votes at the same time. Look at the conspiracy there, right? At the same time, they stopped counting votes. And then all of a sudden, all of these thousands and thousands of votes appear from who knows where. And then that's how he lost the election.
I remember way back when I was growing up and we didn't use machines. We actually put a vote on a piece of paper and several people stood and watched as votes were counted. I don't see why we don't go back to that form of having an election. It seems to be the only fair one where our votes will be counted. And for those of you that don't believe there was a theft in Florida, please go and read Frank's article, because there was a theft in Florida. Why would they not have President Trump lose? Because there was so much enthusiasm for him, they just had to shave away enough votes so that he would not win the popular vote. So they let him win the state of Florida, but not by the amount that he really won. And that eroded his popular vote. That was the purpose of doing that. So how much money have we spent on these machines? I don't even care. Doesn't even matter. The government has wasted so much money on so many irrelevant things that throwing these machines in the trash, if it secures a fair and free election and we can go back to paper ballots, then that's what we need to do. The heck with the money, because our vote right now is more important than the money. I can't even think about what would happen if in 2022 we do not win. I don't even want to go there, not listening to all of these mandates that all of these elected dictators think that they can force on the American people. look at what is going on in New York, Frank. Isn't that reminiscent of things that happened in Cuba when Castro was taking over and how he denigrated and demonized everyone else that disagreed with him? It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes. I want to tell you that I'm also in an election integrity task force, and we have done canvassing in several counties, large counties of Florida, and we have found out that thousands of vote by mail were sent to factories where no one lives there. Very interesting, right? Even in Key West, 16 people voted in a tiny efficiency that only had room for one person to live there, and 16 people voted saying they live there in that efficiency that barely one person could live there. But Trump won Florida by 5.668 million votes, which was 51.22. Even though they stole thousands of votes, he still won because he won so huge. Otherwise, he would have lost Florida. And Biden got 5.297 million with 47.86%. But I'm sure Trump won Florida by maybe 55-56%. We could see Miami-Dade, which is a Democratic county predominantly. We had caravans of 40,000 cars, several of them, that paralyzed all of Miami-Dade. And in each car, you have four or five people, all of them with strong flags. Although black, Hispanic, people, you know, Anglos, you know, everybody for Trump, in addition to all the boats that we had doing parades, not only here, but all over Florida. He had massive support in 2020 because they saw how well that he ran the country for 4 years until China intervened. And we can talk about that in a second. But anyway, he definitely won. And it's sad that when we, in this article that I wrote, I mentioned how we had a vice admiral retire, Peter Neffinger, who is the chairman of the board of directors of USS Marmaric, and he served in Joe Biden's transition team. So you know that whose side was he supporting. This is an admiral, okay, that is in charge of USS Marmaric. But at the national level, you have a guy who serves in the House of Lords. His name is Mark Mallock Brown, and he is the chairman of Smartmatic in the entire world. And he's a member of George Soros' global board of the Open Society Foundation. He's a globalist of the New World Order. And he's also a former vice chair of the World Bank, former vice chair of the World Economic Forum, which is led by China today. And they're trying to reset capitalism into something else that is communism. So this globalist guy, he heads it at the national level. And then, of course, there's some evidence then that DVS is owned by China. I added that into the article. They deny it, but there's a lot of evidence that that is the case. And the worst part is that there's a company in Barcelona who is counting many of the votes from many of our states in the 2020 election. It's absolutely incredible. Why are we not counting votes? Absolutely. Uh-huh. The company is called Estitel, S-T-Y-T-L, Estitel. In Barcelona, they're counting votes from several of our states. So at the end of the article, of course, I said that we're going to have election integrity. We need to ban all of these machines. And, of course, we need to count the votes in America and not outside the United States. So I'm really very concerned. I said that to Marco Rubio. I said I'm very concerned about election integrity. I'm very concerned about the use of Dominion voting systems, not only in 17 counties in Florida and 30 states that was used in 2020. He listened attentively, and then he left. So, but he left kind of worried. I think he respects me. He knows I'm a writer. He's seen some of my books and so forth. But, yeah, it's horrendous that we have not banned. At this stage, we only have one more year for Florida in the next legislative session to ban Dominion and ESS and go back to paper ballots with invisible ink, because you can also do cheating with ballots like they did in 2020. that a guy from the post office left with 260,000 ballots in a post office truck from New York to Pennsylvania. And the guy, when he got to Pennsylvania, he looked what he was carrying. He was appalled. He became a whistleblower, and he wrote an affidavit and gave it to Giuliani and to Cindy Powell, saying under perjury 5 years, if you're lying, this is what I had to do. The post office sent me here with all those ballots, every single one, says the name Joe Biden. So those were ballots that were printed in New York to cheat in Pennsylvania. 260,000 ballots. So that's why the paper ballot needs to have invisible ink so that they don't do what this guy did from New York to cheat in the election. He didn't want to do it. He was just forced to do it by the post office. So anyway, yes, election integrity is the number one issue that we have in this nation, the most important issue. If we don't have election integrity, we don't have any more republic, we don't have a democracy, and eventually somebody's not going to want to vote if they feel that all the elections are stolen, and it's very devastating to have that going on.
It certainly is, and that's why I believe, and I have been yelling and talking, and to anybody that will listen, telling them continually, please join your precinct. If you want to get involved in making sure that we have fair and free elections with a proper results, not the results that have been fraudulently laid upon us, but if we want to have real elections, we must get involved. And joining your precinct and monitoring the elections, becoming a poll watcher, becoming an election integrity warrior, talking about it, demanding. Now we're going to be voting for new legislators in our states. One of the great vetting questions that we should be asking them is, will you vote to get rid of Dominion in the state of Florida? Will you vote in your whatever state you are in to get rid of those machines and bring us back to paper ballots, because we feel that that is the only way that we will have a fair election? And if your new candidate or potential candidate says, no, I'm not interested in that, then you should say next, because you should not be interested in them. I found it very interesting. Just look at some of the legislation that the left is trying to pass. The other day, Nancy Pelosi wants to pass a bill that says that insider trading is allowed in Congress. Basically, that's what this bill says. Nobody else can have insider trading, but that should be okay in Congress, because this is a democracy and we should have fair and we have a free market. No. The idea is not that Congress will make laws that will be adhered to by corporations so that the congressman can go and invest in those corporations. And then the corporations can turn around and donate back to the Congress people. That's not a fair and free anything. That is a travesty, and that is what is being pushed upon we the people. The other thing, Frank, you wrote, you sent me an article the other day, and I wanted to go over it with you, because this is also so important for people to understand the depth of which the Chinese will stop at nothing to take over America. And Dr. Yan, who was on Tucker Carlson's show many times, has been blowing the whistle over and over again, telling the people, yes, this was a bioweapon that came from the Wuhan lab, and that they intend to do this on a continual basis. Well, what does that mean to us? Well, if they're going to continue to release these viruses, then this feeds right into what the left wants to do by keeping us locked up and by blaming those that are unvaccinated on the disease. That's what they intend to do. If you are not vaccinated, if you don't get online with the program, if you're not part and parcel with what the government says, well, maybe you won't be able to vote. Maybe you won't get your Medicare. Maybe you won't get your Social Security. Maybe you won't get anything that the government has to give to you and should be giving to you, because all of this will be tied to a vaccine of which I believe is in place only for control. Do you think the Chinese would ever release a bioweapon, Frank? You have done more work on China than anyone I know. Do you think that that's...
Well, this whistleblower did us a great favor, and so did a congressman from Alabama by the name of Mo Brooks, because he met with this lady, Dr. Yan, who fled Hong Kong in 2020 because they were about to kill her. And Congressman Brooks met with her, and he posted, and anybody can go to his congressional website, as I did. That's the article that I sent you. And it's a very, it's 6 pages. You can read quite fast, where the congressman said, the evidence is overwhelming that the communist Chinese negligently, recklessly, or intentionally released COVID-19 on the world. Moreover, China is engaged in a massive disinformation propaganda campaign to cover up their misdeeds. Dr. Ling Meng Yang bravely defected from China to America after discovering the Communist Chinese Party destructive, evil Wuhan bioweapons program. I urge America and the world to wake up to the threat posed by unchecked Chinese Communist Party. It's time to get tough and hold China accountable for its deadly actions. Anybody can go to that congressman. You can put in there the name of the whistleblower, Dr. Li Mengjiang, and then you can read what I sent Karen a few days ago. You can read the entire report. But it's frightening to see that they have an unrestricted biowarfare program and they weaponize the viruses, make them a bioweapon to kill us. We lost over 600,000 people here, and most importantly for China, they had to defeat Donald Trump's re-election because Donald Trump was the only president that stood up to China, and they wanted to get rid of him, and they didn't want him to get re-elected. But this weapons program is very dangerous and very lethal because they are doing it to kill us. And then when you also read a speech that a former a general in charge of Minister of Defense of China, where he talks about the need for living space, and then he says that only the United States, Canada, and Australia, they have vast lands to serve our need for mass colonization. Like the Nazis were saying that they need more living space. And then he goes on and saying, well, we need to clean America by killing 100, 200 million Americans to make room for the Chinese people to move in without despoiling the land, which a virus will kill you, and they will take our homes, our factories when we're all dead. Very, very dangerous. China is our worst existential enemy. And unfortunately, we have a president that is completely compromised by China because they bought his son with $1.5 billion from the Central Bank of China. And Biden is not pushing any. And then, of course, who gave a lot of help to the Wuhan military bioweapons lab? Anthony Fauci, Barack Obama, and even Bill Gates gave him money as well. So Fauci needs to be indicted. Barack Obama needs to be indicted if we ever have justice. And our president needs to be impeached for working so closely with China. I'm talking about, of course, Joe Biden.
Oh, yes. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because this, to me, in this report of Dr. Yan, was the most scary. And she said that Communist China seeks to develop a race-based, listen to that, folks. This is a bioweapon that goes after a particular race, and that targets and will eliminate some human races while leaving other human races unharmed. COVID-19 is part of a larger, more comprehensive, unrestricted bioweapons program of the Chinese military. Think
about
that.
They haven't been able to do that. They're working on it because they want the Han Chinese not to be infected with a virus to kill us, kill other races, but the Han Chinese will be okay. That didn't happen with COVID-19 because a lot of Chinese die also as well. Well, they have so many, right? They have 1.4 billion Chinese. So they don't care about losing a couple of million. They still continue to be the largest country on earth together with India. But yes, they're trying to do that race-based bioweapon. They haven't developed it, but they're working on it. And guess who's helping them? We have traders in this nation helping China do just that. And it's incredible. And this report, I urge everyone to go to Congressman Mo Brooks, go to his website, write the name of Li Mengjiang, and you can read the report that we're discussing now. And for the other article that I talked about, you go to Alex Newman, libertysentinel.org, and you'll see my article there, quite a lengthy article, and you can read it, you can duplicate it, you can share with other people. And, yeah, it's China is an existential enemy, getting stronger in technology that we give away or they steal it. It's quite dangerous. This nation is getting very strong. They want to annex Taiwan by force. If we allow that, we're done as a superpower. And that's their next step, to take over Taiwan. You have also Putin threatening with 170,000 troops an invasion of Ukraine. They're not afraid of Biden. They think he's very weak. He's half demented. And they don't respect America under him. Look what happened in Afghanistan. He gave away $85 billion of our best weapons to the Taliban unnecessarily. He did that. So that shows our enemies that we have a demented guy in the White House that doesn't care about our own security and is quite a danger to our survival.
You are absolutely 100% right. And let me read something to you right from what Dr. Yan said. She said, according to the Communist Chinese People Liberation Army documents, now this was lifted right off of their own documents. She didn't make this up. Modifications to the virus are designed to appear as if they occur in nature. The manual then calls for gaslighting with unrelenting misinformation, obfuscations, and denial. According to Dr. Yan, the world is living the intentional modification, release, and contrived narrative around what ultimately is an attack by the Communist Chinese Party on the entire world. And Frank, this is their plan, is it not? They wrote a manual of how to take over the world in 100 years, and this is part of it. Bioweapons is part of it. And what our government is...
Absolutely, yeah. Because a nuclear war will destroy factories and homes. They actually want to kill us so they can just move in, as they say, kill between 102 million Americans, and they will just move in. They take over my home. They take over the factories intact. And the last thing that Dr. Yan said in that report, because she's very brave, she says she encourages the world to ensure that the Communist China's potential remaining bioweapons can be secure and destroyed. She wants those bioweapons to be destroyed. But unfortunately, not with Biden in office. That's going to happen. Well, yeah, very brave woman and a very important report. People can read it. And, of course, after you read it, it'll be hard to sleep for a while. But we have to know what's going on. You know, we can't be afraid to find out all the threats against the homeland. Yeah.
And this is only one of the incidents. The other thing that is going on simultaneously is the destruction of our economy, which is part and parcel. Think about this, folks. Why do you think the borders are open? Why are they allowing so many people to come in? What do they think is going to happen? Well, I believe, and I'll say it over and over and over again, I believe that as they are trying to force Americans into taking a vaccine, which ultimately will kill them, and they will not die of COVID, they will die of whatever else was in their body that may have been passive, but the vaccine will then activate and will destroy their immune system. So while Americans are going to be dying, these people who are unvaccinated will not have any ill effect. And they will turn around and be the workers that these corporations are looking for to replace the high-priced American worker. What do you think of that, Frank?
Very sad, but unfortunately true. Very sad. They went back in their five-year-olds when we know that the very few kids have died of COVID-19, very few. More kids die of the flu every year, and we don't force people to wear masks and all the horrendous things. Yeah, the kids do not need a vaccine, absolutely not. It's all the horrendous things that are done by evil people, most of them globalists of the New World Order, like Fauci, like Dr. Birx, who also, the daughter of Dr. Birx worked for Gates. I mean, they're all together in all the conspiracy with China. And a lot of our corporations, multinational corporations, are in Davos, Switzerland, with the World Economic Forum, that they talk openly about it. We're going to reset capitalism, which is the best system in the world. They want to reset it into socialism worldwide. And our multinational corporations are part of that, working with China, who is the most stronger person at the World Economic Forum. It's very sad, but we need to alert people through your program. At least we need to let the American people know what's going on so that we can fight this. At least we have God on our side, and we have 22 states like Florida, like Texas, that have Republican governors and have Republican-dominated legislatures, and we can declare null and void any unconstitutional law that comes out of Congress or executive order that's signed by Biden, and say in Florida, in Texas, in these Republican states, we're not going to follow that. And we are suing them constantly for all the illegal things that they're doing. And also, these 22 governors, they have an army. And our governor is putting $100 million to create a Florida National Guard that has nothing to do with the federal National Guard, so it can take orders from him and not from Washington. And that's what we need to do, because we don't know how far they're going to take us if this someday anything, and I hope it never does, in a civil war. So it's very important to have our own army in Florida run by our governor to protect us from communists in Washington, D.C.
It certainly is. But, folks, Frank said the most important thing, and that is that we have to get engaged. We can't sit on the sidelines anymore. We have to participate. What are some of the things that you think that people should be doing?
Well, we've been trying to lobby the governor of Florida so that he eliminates all of these machines. We send them all kinds of messages. I'm working with the South Florida legislators. In fact, my own state representative, he did a bill that did not get anywhere, where he says that any foreign-owned electronic machines cannot be used in Florida. That will eliminate Dominion. At least we'll eliminate Dominion. And, yeah, it's lobbying the state senators, your state senator, your state representative, directly to the governor's office, saying, please, you have one more legislature, the next one, to eliminate these machines and go back to paper ballots with invisible ink. That's the only way we're going to have election integrity in the state of Florida or any other state. And that's something that whoever is listening to you, I know your program is heard everywhere in Florida and maybe outside Florida as well, they need to lobby their governors and their legislators to eliminate all of these machines. Eliminate them all, because all of them can be hacked, all of them can be rigged, as our great president Donald Trump kept saying. All of those machines can be rigged, and they were rigged in 2020. Our president kept saying the election was stolen, and the election was stolen, even though lots of people deny it, but he knows, and we know, that it was stolen with those machines. So that's why we need to eliminate them all. Every single one needs to be thrown in the trash can and restore
election integrity
to paper ballot. Yeah.
Is there a way that people can get involved with your organization? Do you have a website or a petition or something that we can do?
No. Anybody can write to the governor. You know, anybody can contact the local legislation. That's what I'm doing. I'm working with an election integrity task force with Caroline Wetherington. She lives in the Sarasota area. She works with Rag Doraisamy. They are both president of a group called DefendFlorida.org. You can go and look at their website, Election Integrity. Just go DefendFlorida.org, and there's a lot of information on Election Integrity. We've done a lot of national conferences where I've spoken, where Cindy Powell has spoken, outside of Florida, because this is a problem in the nation, not just in Florida. And you had the Maricopa audit that revealed how Dominion cheated there in that county. And now I think in the legislation of Arizona, they're considering taking away the votes that they gave Biden, but that has to be approved by the Senate and by the House and signed by the governor in Arizona to do that. The evidence was fraud, was there, just like we're finding evidence of fraud right here in Florida. And we need to now the governor has done good things to no ballot harvesting in Florida. I mean, a lot of things he's done, but the main thing he has not done is to eliminate the machines. And if he doesn't do that, his own reelection is at risk, and so is Marco Rubio's own election. And any other Republicans running for office, they could also steal that election. So it's very important that we have only one more year. The next legislature will be the last one before the midterms of 2022. So they only have one more year to change this, eliminate these machines. So whatever you are, you're listening to this program, contact your local legislator, write to the governor, and we've been trying to do that, but so far, no success. No success at all.
Well, we need more people to get engaged. This is our election. This is our country. This is our state. These people work for us. They seem to forget that. And it is time for us to take back the power. It's time to stop giving away our God-given rights for freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Frank, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. As always, it is a pleasure. And my topic of China, I really would like to get into some in-depth with you later on. So if you will come back in the new year, that would be wonderful, and we can have a real conversation on the depth of what China has accomplished in their takeover of America.
Absolutely. Thanks. We need to remind the audience that China is our worst enemy, the most existential enemy that we've had in many, many years, and we need to let the public know that so they all are aware of it. I'd be happy to come back. Thank you for inviting me one more time to your program, Karen. Wish you and your audience a very happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and lots of health in the new year as well.
Thank you very much. Folks, you're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Frank. That was great. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And I will let you know when we're going to be on the air.
Yeah.
I think
let
they
me know.
Are.
And, you know, let me just say this. The Yombi Society, just, you know, the current issue that I just got it today, is called China's Tech Wars, Yombi Society, the New American. And they talk about how China now has hypersonic missiles and we don't. And the whole issue is on China and how we've given them the technology or they have stolen the technology. Bill Clinton gave him a lot of technology in exchange for illegal funds for his campaign. They talk about that in here like that. And it's a wonderful issue on China tech war. They have now hypersonic missiles and we do not have them because are neglect, you know, a total neglect. So yeah, we need to talk again about China maybe at a future interview.
Well, you have a very wonderful Christmas and a very happy new year, and I will be in touch with you as soon as I set up the calendar for 2022.
That'd be
and
great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health four times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
AmericaOutloud.com. Simply put, we're patriots who believe in Ronald Reagan's vision of a shining city on a hill. From sea to shining sea, you can listen in on iHeartRadio. Our free apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa, or our world-class media player. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
The other day, the Supreme Court made a ruling, and it was really unbelievable that Kavanaugh and Barrett ruled the same way, and they all sided with New York State in a lawsuit where the healthcare workers of New York filed to be religiously exempt from taking the vaccine. And the court said no. And what the court has done, I believe, is that they have forced their workers into making a choice. Should I take care of my family? Should I have a job? Should I be able to support the children that I have brought into this world and my family? Or am I going to be forced from my job because of religious reasons? Now, I am not sure if people understand the religious aspect of this and why this ruling was so horrific to the religious community. So when it comes to that, I have to ask my favorite pastor, Pastor Rick, can you explain what makes the religious aspect against taking the vaccine? Why would a person be able to say, my faith, not my job?
Well, they shouldn't have to make a choice between those two in our country. But I will be glad to help people think about the religious exemption and what I think is a much better way. What we're seeing in a large measure is the coercive efforts by government entities to require people to behave in a certain way. On its face, when a government coerces, it is a serious harm to liberty. And we have only agreed in this country under certain limited situations that the government is allowed to coerce us into doing something. When it comes to religious exemptions, that goes back to our constitutionally protected freedom of religion. We understand that to mean things like the government can't tax churches because the power to tax is the power to control. And if we have freedom of worship, freedom of religion, then they can't interfere with that. So the one way for people to think about that is, we, as a fundamental part of our understanding of liberty, agree that we all ought to be able to live according to our conscience. Now, over time, we have recognized certain limited restrictions on that. For example, we don't allow people to sacrifice animals as part of their religious worship, and we frown on that when it's found. But by and large, we have identified religious liberty as the first freedom, and sometimes we call it freedom of conscience. What that means in simple terms is we can all live our lives according to the way we understand our conscience dictating. So someone can be religious after a fashion, or they can be not at all religious. It's according to their conscience. When the government steps in and says, we're going to interfere with your conscience objection, that's a serious issue and a serious overstep when it comes to our freedom of religion that is constitutionally guaranteed. And traditionally, we have only allowed government to do that under very limited situations. And that's why this is a huge concern right now. How is it that the government can require us to put something in our bodies against our conscience objection? And that's why that's so serious.
Boy, is that ever. Just imagine that, folks. If they can tell us that we have to have a vaccine and put that in our body without us even knowing what is in the vaccine, then there is nothing that will stop them from taking away any of our liberties. And right now, I believe that we are on the deficit side of what we used to be only less than a year ago, was a free people. There is no longer freedom in America. When our Supreme Court tells us that we have to inject something in our body without even understanding and knowing what it is. And I have just been reading some reports where it seems as though the government has dictated and taken over the hospitals through their money lending and what they will be doing with money and the vaccine. So they have dictated to the hospitals what they should be prescribing to their patients. And then the hospitals turn around and dictate to the doctors. So are the doctors free to prescribe what is actually needed? No, they have to now listen to the government of doctors. Are these people doctors? Do they know what's going on? No. And I'm beginning to think, more so now than ever, and follow me along with this one, we have heard over and over and over again about how the earth is overpopulated, too many people on the planet, not enough food. Well, we have also read, and if you read Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book on Dr. Fauci, and you haven't read it, I suggest you do, because in there you will find, is this vaccine really their ulterior motive to kill off the older population who they call sheeple and replace us with a different population? Why are the illegals being allowed to come into the country and they are not vaccinated? That's the part that I get stuck at all the time. They are not vaccinated, and yet the Americans are being forced to be vaccinated. Something does not compute. And then we turn around and we look at the other thing that New York did, and that is they have allowed illegals to vote in their elections, non-citizens can now vote in the election. What do you think about that, Pastor Rick? That is a real, I mean, I could not believe that when I saw that.
Well, you're exactly right. That's enormously concerning. And what you've described is the inconsistency that the government is applying to this situation. Some people are coerced into doing something. Other people, it's not even a factor, not a consideration. So that causes people of careful thought to wonder what's going on, exactly the way you're describing it. What is going on? Why the double standard? Why the inconsistency? And that leads people of good heart to say, well, I don't know what's going on, but my conscience is ringing a bell, and so I object to this. And because I have religious liberty in this country, or the ability to live according to my conscience, then I want to exercise that. And for years, we have said that a conscience objection, which is religious liberty, a conscience objection is our first freedom. And without that, We are not free in any other way. If we cannot live our lives according to the dictates of our conscience, then we are not truly free. And I think people have lost sight of that. I believe that the founders understood that very well. And they understood that there were some things government could get involved in, and there were some things that were off limits to government. And so many of us are familiar with the story when they came to Jesus about this coin, what should they do? And Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's. And so we understand there are appropriate areas for government to get involved in, but our founders also understood that there were areas that they could not get involved in because that was between a person and his or her God. And so we have always respected that. This business of denying a conscience objection, or in some cases requiring people to go through great effort to even have consideration of a conscience objection, flies in the face of what we have always understood. And we have always understood that things like medical decisions are up to the individual person. So that if I'm offered a medical treatment, I am free to say, no, I'd rather live with the medical difficulty that the treatment is supposed to help. This vaccine is no different than that. And it troubles people because they have a real objection, a real concern about injecting something in their body they don't understand well enough. And so they have a conscience objection. That should be honored and appreciated, especially when we're talking about a disease that is more than 99% survivable. It is not nearly the dire problem we thought it might be 18 months ago. This is now pretty settled, and we need to respect people's conscience and understand that that is foundational. See, in that respect, liberty is difficult. Liberty is not the easy path, and we got to respect each other. And sometimes that's hard, but that's the price of liberty.
Exactly. And that is what this season, that is what this time of year, that is what everything should be culminating right now. We are not on an easy road. And I have explained that multiple times. I said, we missed the easy road. The easy road to bring America back to a true democracy would have been the 2020 election. We missed that road. But right now we're on the bumpy road. We will get there if we follow that road. And we certainly will not get there if we ignore that road. And therefore, we, the people, have to be able to voice our opinion and be able to take charge of our own bodies and then our own families. And that's what this fight is all about. Do you want the government to control you? Or do you want to be in control of your own person? And this is a decision that we are all going to have to make. And hopefully we will get there through prayer. So I'm going to ask you, Pastor, if you would close us out with prayer.
I'd be happy to. It's a good time of year to pray. Of course, any time of year is a good time to pray. So let's turn to the Father who knows how to help us in all these situations. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you do know all about our situation. You know the challenges people face. You know the difficulties that are involved. And you know the importance of preserving liberty and freedom for people everywhere, especially for us in this country. We thank you for that great gift. You have put it into our care, into our stewardship. It is now our responsibility to preserve and defend that liberty. And we pray that you'd give us wisdom to know how, but even more courage to stand up when necessary. And we pray for all of the people that are affected by these decisions and by these coercive efforts of government, that they would have a sense of your presence with them and that you would guide them, and that one of these days you will turn the hearts of all of us in such a way that we will understand right from wrong according to your perspective, and liberty as it was meant to be given to us by you and by our founders. Speak to these judges, these people making decisions, and deliver us from the evil that would threaten our liberty, because we want to be a free people to follow you according to our conscience. Bless us in this Christmas season. Make us yours in every way, and we'll be grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Folks, this is the last show of 2021. So I get to say, I will see you again next year.
Isn't that exciting? And hopefully 2022, we will all be prepared to work, because the only way that America works is if we, the people, work at it. It is not a stagnant thing that we can let go by and never look back again. We have to pay attention. We have to understand what we have been given and pray that we never lose it. And that loss will be up to us. This is going to be a very trying year. We will be inundated with all kinds of information. It's up to us to decipher it and to choose what is going to be true and to choose what we truly will follow. I pray that 2022 will be the year of action, the year of engagement, and the American people will come out strong as always, because in the time of need, that's when we rise to our finest hour. Thank you all for being wonderful listeners. Thank you all for joining me. This is Karen Schoen. You have been listening to The Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Now more than ever, go and join the Alliance as we go into the next year of 2022. See what legislation you can help pass, because we need some teeth into those laws that are in Florida. It's nothing if we have laws and nobody follows them. That means we don't really even have laws. So we don't want to participate in that. We want to make sure that our laws are followed and that our representatives, when we vote for them, will follow what we want. We are their employer. It is not the other way around. They work at our behest, not the other way around. We have to remember that always. Join your precinct. Go to precinctstrategy.com. Find out the importance of being involved in your precinct. And most important, have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you so much, Pastor Rick, for joining me. Have a wonderful holiday. Have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next year. But I'll always stand proud and free. I'm America. Don't tread on.